of those songs. That's one of those songs I've admired because it gets to the heart. What is it that is so deep in a child's heart about fear that then when we live in a time where we've made a kind of commodity out of fearfulness and terror, adults have those kid fears. And I think that's very congruent with what Emily and I are working on in a chapter called Music and Justice. Emily and Amy have done justice in a way. I hope that worship leads people to a just vision of the world, but they've done it. And one of the songs that I think, a more recent song that you have a little story about, I think would be worth your performing part of.
Yeah, this is a song that... It was on our record before last, and we were playing in New York City very soon after 9/11, and we knew the content of the song, and I'd say we were just short of trepidatious about the audience response to it, because this was right at the height of all the flags popping up, the knee-jerk patriotism, the sort of vitriolic response, and everybody trying to grapple with their own grief because of 9/11. And we sang this song, and there's one part in the song that talks about a yearning for peace, and the whole audience erupted in applause, and Amy and I almost had to stop. We were so moved. Here it is, ground zero, and these people are yearning for peace, not revenge. And it just proved to me again the resiliency of the human heart and spirit. And that is spiritual to me, and that is music as a galvanizing force and the way we all need to come together and be moved through art and through our own human experience, whether tragic or joyful, whatever it is. So this was that song.